Hey everybody, Thomas Cobbs here from All Pokemon Considered on my Twitter feed. So we are here at the Indianapolis Convention Center. We're at pre-registration. We're 2 hours early, so everybody's chilling. We're in a huge hallway right now, and a lot of people are just sitting on the floor, playing games, meeting new players and such. I'm sitting here with my trusty buddy, Frankie. Hey buddy.
Hello.
What's going on? All right, so we got here, we took the plane, everything's well. What's up? You know, let's talk about what we discussed with everybody else. We're going to do another roundtable discussion for the podcast, actually. I'm going to record like an hour's worth and we'll put up on the podcast feed. You know, what have we learned? What's everybody else saying about this format? I mean, I'm saying that everybody, like, what's everyone mostly going to be playing? Major fighting? Is there going to be a lot of Darkrai? I personally believe that there's going to be a lot of Darkrai instead of you know, there's going to be the major fighting variants, but it's not, I don't think, going to be dominated by fighting. You, I think, say otherwise, because you're not trying to disclose any information here. You don't think that Darkrai is going to be a winning deck in the tournament, right?
I don't know. I just feel that there's a lot of hate going for it right now. A lot of fighting variants going for it, and even teched out to the extreme with Terrakions. Maybe Darkrai is a hitter, no, but maybe Darkrai is a supporting to do the free retreat costs, yes. Like in some of the Bioplume variants or Kling Klang variants, just trying to get him onto the bench.
But we're not. You don't think like Darkrai as a hitter, like pure Darkrai won't really win.
I just have doubts about it. I don't really feel that deck could survive with all the fighting techs out there.
All right.
Or deck centered around just the fighting theme.
Right. I mean, it's cool to see what everybody else is saying. You were playing against Johnny Blaze last night. He was playing a really cool Lugia deck.
Oh, yeah. Johnny's Lugia concept, Lugia legend.
Yeah, so it's like he was just throwing Junipers around, Legend Box, Ocean Growth. That was a really cool deck to see in play, and I convinced me like it definitely is a winning, you know, definitely a rogue strategy. Is that a rogue strategy? Yet it could still play in the tournament.
Johnny always throws around his little twisted decks, and hopefully do well with it.
I'm gonna interview him on another boo.
He's around here somewhere. We'll find him.
Yeah, we'll find him. We'll interview him. I think I'll do more audio boos like this and upload them to the feed for everybody to enjoy. As for myself, I have been playtesting with everybody, and it's going very well. I've been doing very well with playtesting in our hotel room. And it's, you know, I think I'm going to do very well here at Nationals. I have very high confidence in myself. I think that's it. We're just chilling here. We don't really have anything else we want to talk about because we're just waiting to pre-register, and you know, there's not really a lot of Pokemon gossip going on around right now, but I'll try to get as much audio coverage for you guys as possible. I'm going to interview try to interview some cool people if I can meet them. If anyone wants to check me out, I'm here at the Pokemon 2012 Nationals. I have my blind cane with me, so if anybody wants to check me out, I'm here. The dude with the cane. All right, everybody, take care, and I'll have more coming to you.